Let the bell be an invitation. An invitation for your awareness to descend into your body and just become aware of your body, letting your awareness rest in whatever feels solid about your body. Now I invite you to just take a short body scan to relax and release any tension you may have. Beginning at the crown of your head, just scan down, relaxing and releasing any tension you come along. So from the crown of your head, let your awareness just be the soothing balm of awareness flowing down across your forehead. If there's any tension there, just relax it. Relax your jaw and just let the awareness flow down all the way to your toes, bringing your awareness to any part of your body that has tension. Let that balm of awareness just melt it away. The intention here is to have a relaxed body, but keep the mind alert. Let your body be relaxed and bring your awareness to the sensations of the breath. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax and each out-breath an opportunity to release, letting go of all tension, worries, or concerns. as you get ready to begin your day, I invite you to take a little time to have an accurate assessment of your current situation, the opportunity that this day has. So first, take a moment to bring to your attention the incredible opportunities and gifts that you have in your life. So many out there struggle just to survive. They don't have access to even drinking water or the ability to read and write. Take a moment to reflect upon the opportunities and gifts that you have in your life. Some things that are very simple that we take for granted, but others that are quite wonderful. Call to mind your friends and resources and the things that provide you with joy and opportunity. You truly have a rare and precious life. Unfortunately, you won't have it forever. Our time here is actually limited, and this is important to call to mind, not because it's a morbid thing, but rather it inspires us to make good use of the life that we do have, and this day that will never come again. So I invite you to take a moment to call to mind the reality that death is certain and time of death uncertain. There's so much that we put off thinking we have time. But I invite you to call to mind the impermanent nature of our lives, bringing to your attention those that you know that have passed away. Some died when they were young, some when they're old, some quickly, some slowly. But bring them to mind and recognize that our time is precious. Understanding that we have a rare and precious life, one that is filled with opportunity, education, and resources. Now, we won't have it forever, knowing that death is certain and time of death is uncertain. I invite you to bring to mind one of the more important questions in our lives. At the time of death, what will be truly important to you? then is it all the things that we worry and stress over? What we find is, regardless of religion or philosophy or spiritual belief, at the time of death, what's truly important is how you lived your life. So I invite you to ask yourself, how would you like to live this day that will never come again? What are the qualities that you would like to bring forth into your day? What are the seeds that you'd like to water in the life that you're engaged in? Take a moment to call this to mind. Set the intention to bring this into this day that will never come again. In order to engage in a life that you find meaningful, it's important to have a mind that is cooperative, that works with us rather than against us. One that can attend to what we choose to attend to. One of the best ways to cultivate this level of attention is to bring your mind into the training of meditation. So now we invite you to engage in a little mindfulness of breath meditation, bringing your mind and attention to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Each breath a new moment and a new opportunity to be here now. If your mind wanders, it's no problem. Just relax. release the thoughts and return your awareness to the sensations of the breath. Let the breath be natural and just be aware of it. As you near the end of your meditation, I invite you to once again call to mind how you would like to live this day, this precious opportunity that will never come again. What are the seeds that you'd like to water in your life, the qualities that you want to develop in yourself?